ideally if we could set aside the politics for a moment, but some of these things are not political. When you go and take somebody who's run a publication that's a white supremacist, misogynist publication, and appoint him right next door to the president in the White House, that sends a message, particularly in Europe right now where there's a rising tide of the right. One of those people who he's appointed, Steve Bannon, has already sent a message to the Le Pen team who's going to contend for the presidency of France next year, extreme right-wingers. And so he's saying, look, we'll help you. We're part of this rising tide of the right. So actions are being taken, choices are being made, and the consequences are serious.
And we should say that the Breitbart News organization argues against the characterization that it's white supremacist. But setting that aside, Michael Pillsbury, what about this argument that already by his statements